Today my guest is a very attractive young lady who answers to the name of Ann Eastham. You'd never know it by looking at Ann, but she has one of the most unusual and daring occupations around. I'll begin my interview with Miss Ann Eastham immediately following this important message. Miss Eastham, they tell me that you have one of the most unusual jobs in the world. Would you mind telling the audience about it?
I work for George Hammond at the steel pier in Atlantic City, New Jersey. In his water show there on the pier, I ride the high-diving horse, which is a featured attraction of the water show.
A high-diving horse?
Yes.
How high do you go up?
Anywhere from 50 to 75 feet.
And you dive into water?
Into a tank, which is about 20 feet in diameter and 11 feet deep.
Why would a young lady like you choose a profession like this? Are you supporting yourself? Are you trying to go to college with this money, or what is it?
I'm attending Florida State University in Tallahassee, and I needed money for my tuition and books and everything at college. And the job pays pretty well, and I've always done things similar to this. I did trick horseback riding and work similar, and I just needed the money to go to school.
I see. What are you majoring in down at Florida State?
Speech, that's a lie.
Majoring in speech to ride horses. Uh-huh. Do you ride one particular horse, or do you have a number of them?
No, we have three that are trained now. Of course, every horse's style is different, and until you get to know each style and know more or less what to expect from each horse, it's a little hard, but after you learn not exactly what to expect, but more or less what to expect, then it's easier to ride.
Is it dangerous, really?
It could be, yes. Mm-hmm. But it's like anything. You have to take the proper precautions. And
have you ever been injured?
Yes, but not seriously. I've had a black eye and bruises and scratches and a pull muscle. That's about it.
How much time do you spend rehearsing for this particular act of yours?
I didn't rehearse at all. She has a low tower that you can go off of, the girls that are just starting, but I knew I had to go off the highland sooner or later, so I just cut out a step, and the first dive I did was in a shove.
Then it's a horse that needs a training, not
yes,
so much.
Yes, right. The girls just have to have nerve, I guess.
Uh-huh. Well, I want to say good luck to you, and I hope that you never have any problems when you're up there, and thank you
I'll
very
really
much.
I'll really try. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.